Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scouts. My name is Joe and as ever I am joined by Fantasy Football Scouts editor Neil to discuss all the latest developments in the press conferences, this time ahead of game week 10. Neil, welcome. How are you?
Not bad, Joe. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, all fine. I've got all bar a couple of press conferences loaded up on the screen for people there. But I'm sure we can elaborate on that a bit more. Just while I'm here note that everyone in the live chat, great to see you all. Could you press that like button if you like this? And even if you don't like this, just press that like button. It really helps us out. And also do remember to subscribe if you're not subscribing already. Welcome to Simon, Martin, Mahomi, All Year Swim, Lionel, Dennis, Barry, Sting in the Tail, Let's Talk Vinyl, Jammer, and many more. Thanks so much for joining us early in. I know your numbers do grow a bit as we go. Ben Russell is in the live chat, says, I can't believe you missed Nathan Ferguson's birthday earlier in the month. Very sorry about that. We do have a Nathan Ferguson update today, and we'll find out whether it's good or perhaps bad. But, you know, you're not going to give anything away. We never know. You never know with Nathan Ferguson. What we'll do is we'll start off with today's match, which is happening tonight. It's Crystal Palace hosting Spurs. Neil, let's go for the home side first, because I know there's a particular defender I want to know about at Spurs, but let's just get the home side out of the way first. Nathan Ferguson, that's why everyone's here. Is he fit?
He's not. No, yet another setback for him. He played, I think, 90 minutes for the reserves against Monaco in midweek and seemed to get through the game unscathed. And then, as it turns out, he hasn't. Apparently, it's a serious hamstring injury as well. So he's going to be another long period. So, yeah, another blow for him.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? It's awful news. We've been awaiting. I've been waiting to play a chord in celebration on my guitar for him to return. So looks like I'm going to have to be waiting a little while for that. What else is new from Crystal Palace on the injury front?
Not a great deal, Joe. They've still got Eze, Henderson, Elise and Tompkins out. Mm-hmm. I think he implied that Schlupp was fine. He's the only one who could return for this weekend, but nothing fresh, I don't think. And only Schlupp coming back, possibly.
Okay, rightio. And as for Spurs, now a doggy was substituted early on in the last match. So a lot of nervous owners are waiting to see whether he may be returned. So is he okay to face Crystal Palace?
He's going to have a late assessment. I'm sure a leak on Twitter will supersede this video very, very soon as well, because you might get an early heads up. I'll tell you what Postecoglou said about him. He says, we're going to assess him. Obviously, it's a short turnaround from the other night, so we'll have a look today and see how things go and then make a decision after that. I think I saw some people, Spurs fans, eagle-eyed Spurs fans, saying he wasn't in a training video on Wednesday, I believe.
Okay.
It's muscle tightness, by the way, in case you didn't know. And obviously, there's only 4 days between game weeks 9 and 10 for Spurs. And they've got Ben Davies back from a knock as well, so he is a possible alternative. There was a suggestion that Emerson Royale's social media activity hinted that he might be starting, so he could be another deputy left back. But yeah, there is a bit of a doubt there, I think, with Adobe. The rest of the team news, let me quickly dredge that up. Yeah, so Benincker still fighting his way back. He's not going to be risked anytime soon. And then just the long-term ones, Perisic, Sessegnon and Solomon. And Adobe's the standout name from that bunch.
Sarr fits for this one?
Yes, he is. Sorry, I should have. He came off against Fulham. He was only ill, so a bug. And he's fine.
And of course, Bissouma returns from suspension as well. You would imagine he would just slot straight in there. Let's move on. Oh, but just I did actually see a tweet a couple of hours ago from Paul O'Keefe, who's usually quite reliable with Spurs news on Twitter or rather X. He was saying that he wasn't entirely sure that Doggy would start. Actually, he thought Davis might get the nod for that one, but. That's what he was. That's how he was that situation. But that may change this afternoon. But yeah, he confirmed that Adoghi was a bit of a doubt to start there. So a nervous wait for his owners. Chelsea against Brentford. Chelsea's always a source of injury news. What is the latest there?
Well, they've seen Broja back in training this week, but he's ruled out of this one. So he's got this knee irritation that's been plaguing him for a while, ever since he came back from that long-term injury. And he won't feature here. So there's 7 players red flagged of Chelsea. You know most of the names by now. Chilwell, Lavia, Nkunku, Fofana, Chalobah and Chukwuemeka. There was, however, an update on Nkunku, who was doing very well. I think originally we thought he might be out until the new year. But Pochettino was saying today that he might be back after the November international break. So what's that, game week 13?
Yeah.
So he could be nicely up and running by the time we get to that fixture swing later in the autumn. There was a line on Reece James as well. He's fit and he's available. He was in the squad last weekend, but he's not ready to start yet.
Okay. But so that's not to say James would be ruled out. He could come on off the bench, perhaps.
He could come off the bench, yeah, but he's not going to be in the lineup.
Okay, rightio. And Sam Pop was talking about penalties as well, because I know Cole Palmer... 4.9 now 5 million, may even be more after today, but took 2 penalties, so assumption is he's first. What is the latest there?
Yeah, he did have a line about that. He did mention that a bit like Arsenal, I suppose, with the collective on-field decisions. He said there is going to be a situation where they're better for themselves. He said he expected Palmer to take the next one. Normally, I suppose, going to be him, so he's talking about Palmer.
Yeah.
But he did say they'd be happy with Raheem or Nicholas Jackson.
Okay.
So there might be a situation where we've seen in Arsenal where they make an on-field decision based on how they're feeling or based on who's stronger in an arm wrestle. Okay. And Raheem Sterling was trying to grab the ball off Palmer last week, wasn't he?
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah. Palmer wasn't letting it go.
Neither was Enzo.
No.
Yeah.
Presumably they were teammates at City at some point, possibly. A young Cole Palmer.
A young Cole Palmer might well have been coming. Yeah, he probably was, yeah. He probably would have been coming through the ranks and just bringing the last first team set up, yeah.
So not respecting his elders at all there, Cole Palmer, keeping that penalty. And as for Brentford, how are they set up?
Brentford, I think, very much are as you were, with the exception of one player back from suspension, and that's Aaron Hickey, who served a 1-game ban last week. Other than that, it's him 7 who are red flagged: Shaw, Lewis Potter, Damsgaard, Henry, De Silva, Baptiste, and of course, Ivan Toney.
Rightio. Okay, let's move on to Arsenal. Once again, big injury news for another London side here with Arsenal. I noticed a couple of players, Jesus, hobbled off. I think he was hobbled off, I say. He may have been stretchered off even, but he certainly left early. In the Arsenal's last match, is he likely to be ready to go?
No, he's not. Oh. No, he did hobble. It's not too serious. But Arteta expects him to be out for a few weeks. It's the same with Thomas Partey as well, who didn't feature at all. He injured himself in training just before that Sevilla game. Mm-hmm. So they're both out for a few weeks. Timber's on the sidelines long term. And there was a few questions, a few quotes about possible rotation and the options he's got available to him, Arteta. Mm-hmm. Those are available in the article on the site, which is live right now, top of the site. So I'll let you go over there and read those in their entirety. Okay.
So, I mean, you would think Nketiah be starting up front?
It could be Nketiah. Yeah, it could be Havertz, of course. It could be Trossard as well, who's played up there. I mean, all three could still play in the same team. Havertz in midfield, replacing Jorginho maybe. Trossard less likely to displace Martinelli.
Yeah.
So
Saka, Nketiah, Martinelli could be.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. There is obviously that this fixture could be a little bit of rotation because it's you know, the calibre of opposition. However, there is a Carabao Cup game last week and next week, and Arteta does rotate in that.
Yeah.
Last round against Brentford, he had like Nelson and Smith Rowe playing. So I think a lot of the big guns will get rested next Wednesday instead.
Partey being out is a good news for Gabriel owners, not for Thomas Partey himself, obviously, but it's good news there because earlier in the season we saw Partey come in a back four and then do this sort of inverted role, and that knocked Gabriel out. But so there was a fear because a lot of people want an Arsenal defender this week. So there was a fear around that, but that would allow that. That's got to be Saliba and Gabriel in the centre back pairing, you would imagine.
You would think so now, yeah. That does boost his prospects. I mean, Zinchenko, who was inverting laterally, he lost his place in the Champions League on Tuesday, always rested. He hasn't been playing too well. Okay. But Tomiyasu, rather than coming on the right, he played that left back role. So I'm hoping it's White, Gabriel, and Saliba, and our left back.
Okay, righto. So yeah, it could be Tomiyasu there. Sheffield United, they're going to need some firepower if they're going to get anything from this Arsenal match. Have they got such firepower?
Well, the one striker who looked in any sort of good nick, which was Ollie McBurnie, he's out. Very likely to be out with this one.
Okay.
He was getting a scan, I think, today to determine the extent of his problem. He limped off with a groin issue last weekend. He'd scored a penalty, of course, against Man United. So he's the latest addition to a very, very long list. They've already got Egan, Davies, Tom, and Davies, Adam. Chris Basham, Norrington Davies, Jebison, Lowe, Asula, Ahmed Hodžić as well, a centre-half. They're all either red-flagged or orange-flagged. Baldock is the one who could be back. He's been back in training this week, so he could be on the bench at first and then obviously displacing Bogle soon, you think.
Okay, and welcome to, since I last welcomed those in the live chat, another 400 of you have appeared. So welcome Jack Flash Poet, Eunice, Steve, Harry, J77, Lag, S-Bam, Josh, and many more. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's hope we give you the injury news you would hope for. Okay, so Sheffield United, good news for Bulldog fans if he's still loitering on the bench somewhere. Bournemouth against Burnley. Big news at Bournemouth in terms of an injury. For those, could be good for those holding a Burnley striker, whoever they may be.
Oh, bad news based on what Bournemouth fans have been saying, because I knew one of them. Yes, if I was into clickbait headlines, I would say Neto is out.
Neto? Surely not. Pedro?
No, it's not Neto, Joe. It's the Bournemouth Neto, who's equally popular in FPL circles. He's out until the next international break with an ankle injury picked up in training. So the Romanian deputy, Radu, I think his name is, he'll come in between the posts. I can't believe he's 4.4 million, by the way. You'd think a Bournemouth backup keeper would be 3.9 or 4.
Oh, maybe they know something. FPL, don't often get it wrong.
Yeah, maybe he's going to be the next, Martinez.
Yes.
Bryce Bryant. So he's out. Cook suspended as well. Three games, violent conduct last week. And then Adams, Marcondes and Fredericks are the existing injuries.
Okay, rightio. And as for Burnley?
Yes, the other presser from yesterday. They've got Robert suspended as well. He was sent off for two bookable offences last weekend. Companies is a bit like Cooper in that he really didn't want to talk about team news.
Okay.
He said that the squad should be similar to what it was last week. So we assume no returns for Goodmanson, Abaya, Ekdal or Benson. Obafemi played for the under-21s in midweek. That's his first minutes in, God knows how many months. A long time, so he's not going to be ready for first team involvement just yet.
Okay, so apart from that, Robert's suspension is sort of as you were for Burnley. Wolves against Newcastle. Neto fit is the clickbait headline for the Bournemouth Echo about Wolves.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, he's fine as far as we're aware. Of course, O'Neill sometimes likes to keep his cards close to his chest as well, but no indication. They do have a fresh red flag. It's not someone who's going to concern managers of an FPL variety. It's Joe Hodge. He's out for 8 to 12 weeks after surgery. Bellegarde could be back from an injury, a calf problem. Bueno, I think, still out. Hugo Bueno. And they've got two players back from suspension. So that's Lamina and Semedo.
Right, yeah. Okay. And as for Newcastle, those wanting to take a punt on a striker up front could be in luck this week because one of them is out, isn't it? Isn't he?
It looks that way, yeah. You never quite know with how, but it seems very, very, very likely that Isak is out of this one. He picked up a groin issue against Dortmund in the Champions League. Mm. It's a recurrence of a problem that he's had for a while, and Howe doesn't think it's too serious, but he's going for a scan today. There's a lot of injuries to report, actually, from Newcastle. Jacob Murphy was also injured in that same game. He could be out for a long period of shoulder dislocation. It's a bit like Robertson. If they have to operate, he's out for a long time. If they don't, then he could be back a lot sooner. Elliot Anderson, who could have got a big look in with those injuries, he's a very, very cheap midfielder in FPL. Mm-hmm. He's now out for 8 weeks with a back injury, so he's now red flagged. Barnes, of course, already injured. Same with Miley. Botman's still not back. Mm-hmm. Howe said today that he's progressing and he hopes to get him back relatively quickly, but he's not with the group yet in training. And then, I think that's pretty much it. Okay. Emil Kraft's back in training for a while now.
Okay, rightio. Let's move on to West Ham against Everton. Don't usually get much from Moyes about the West Ham team. Did we get anything now?
We didn't at all, I don't think, today. He did speak ahead of the Thursday night game against Olympiacos, so we had a bonus team news summary. Emerson's suspended for this one. He's picked up 5 yellow cards. Okay. Fabianski missed out last night with illness, and more pertinently, I think, for FPL managers, because he's semi-popular. Koufal, who's been racking up the assists lately, he wasn't risked against Olympiacos because of muscle tightness. Okay. So that seems to me that that's just a rest for a precautionary rest for the weekend, and he should be back.
Okay. Meanwhile, an FPL legend could possibly return at Everton. Who is that?
Well, Seamus, you don't
want to Seamus.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be back for this one, but he's nearing a return. He's certainly back in training. Dyche says today that he wants him to get more training first and then minutes. So I assume he means under 21s run outs. Yep. But he's nearly back. And they need a right back this weekend, funnily enough, because Ashley Young's suspended after that sending off last weekend. So I assume it'll either be Patterson or Garner at right back. Mm-hmm. Nothing new on the injury front. Ali and Andre Gomez are still out.
Okay. Right, so let's move swiftly on. Aston Villa against Luton. Now, I don't have any Luton news. So let's go with Villa first and then see if there's anything from Luton yet. Aston Villa. What's the latest with Aston Villa? How are they set up for this?
As you were from last night. So they were in Europa Conference League action last night. Still got four players out. It's the same four. Buendia and Mings long term. And then Marino and Ramsey, who've had recurrences of all injuries, they're still out as well.
Okay, right. Yeah. And I didn't see anything from Luton. Have we anything yet?
It's just gone live on Luton Today's website 1 minute ago. So this is fresh, hot off the press.
Wow. Fresh off the Luton press, which is not as glamorous.
I mean, the traffic, the site could crash under all the weight of this traffic on the Luton site. So, Rhys Burke, another injury at the back. He suffered a hamstring injury last weekend. And Edwards is unsure how long he's going to be out, but he'll definitely have one. So he's out. Bale's out. Anderson, Potts as well. And then in midfield, Lokonga and Clark. They've got six red flags now.
Okay, rightio. Okay. So not good. Not the shape they wanted to be in, especially Villa absolutely flying at the moment. Yeah. Brighton against Fulham. Now, Brighton recorded their first ever victory in Europe, defeating Ajax, who a shadow of the Ajax you would expect to see. Meanwhile, they're facing Fulham, who are a shadow of the side that got into the Europa League final once. How are Brighton set up for this?
Yeah, not too bad. I don't think they're expecting anybody back. Although Estupiñán and Lamptey are very close by the sounds of it. We've seen Estupiñán this week doing an individual work on the training ground. So could be an imminent return for him. Not this weekend. And Seesaw is out, of course, long-term. Mm-hmm. And then two more long-term ones from last weekend. Mm. And that's March and Welbeck.
Okay.
Both going to be out for a long, long time, according to De Zerbi.
Okay.
So we're not going to see them anytime soon. And I think that's it. Nothing new from last night that was spotted.
Buonanetta got a knock towards the end of the match, but Zerbi didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, I've seen FPL Instinctive saying he's fine now. Buonanotti as well. He's one of the well-known Brighton faces in the FPL community. He seems to think he's all right.
Okay, yeah. So it looks like he'll probably be Ferguson up front, I would imagine, with one of Fatty and Pedro to support him, I would imagine. So Ferguson's resting in Europe. And Adingra, I think, has got the right wing sewn up now with March out. But you never know with De Zerbi. Famous last week.
You never know.
Buonanetta can play there.
Yeah, he did say today that he's going to have to make changes as well off the back of that Thursday night game. So he's going to ring the changes somewhere. And the good thing is, I think you're out of the Carabao Cup as well. So that means you've got free midweek next week.
Yeah, and I suspect those changes might be something like the goalkeeper. It might be something like Igor coming in. And it'd probably a rest for Gilmore, Milner. It'd be those sorts of players that aren't so popular. But I would imagine that might not be given... As you said, there isn't a midweek game. The likes of Matoma and Adingra should start, fingers crossed. One of them will be coming into my team later. How are Fulham set up for this?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fulham, they've got the same four players out. I think that three of them are going to be back within the fortnight. So that's Tosin, Adama Traore and Kenny Tete. They're shorter term ones, but still out for now. And then Issa Diop is out longer term.
Okay, rightio. Someone in the live chat, Mr. Costa's asked my thoughts on Evan Ferguson. Well, just given it, I think he'll start this. He was rested midweek, so I would imagine he'll start or get very significant minutes. So I think you're safe there. Liverpool against Nottingham Forest. Once again, I don't have any news from Nottingham Forest. Let's go with Liverpool first. Any latest there from Liverpool?
And we didn't get any news from Liverpool either. The team performance that Klopp gave last night off the back of that Toulouse game, and then it was a bargo till today. So very, very little on the team news front. We do know that Robertson's out for around about 3 months after surgery on his shoulder. And Jones is still suspended. Doak, Bajicic and Thiago still unavailable. Gakpo is back. He was on the bench last night against Toulouse. So he adds to their choices. There was, a hefty quote from Klopp on rotation and Thursday-Sunday turnaround. But what he was saying was like he expected a lot of the players who were rested last night to start on Sunday. As we thought, you know, Salah was rested last night. Yeah. Canate, Diaz, you know, all those type of players got a rest last night, so he'll come back in.
Okay, righty-o. And finally, Manchester United against Manchester City.
Yes, indeed. Yes, starting with the hosts. Yeah. Casemiro facing a race against time. He's been back in training this week, but and certainly not a guarantee to feature. Wan-Bissaka is back in training as well. Now, that's possibly significant for Darlow owners because I know Darlow can play on the left. But they've got Reggie on there who's fit as well. So there's a 3-2 situation brewing there. Although I suspect Wan-Bissaka is going to be a little while before he's back up to speed. They've still got Sancho on the sidelines through discipline reasons. And then injury-wise, it's Martinez, Shaw, Amad Diallo and Malacia.
Okay, and Man City, Kevin De Bruyne is the usual for being out at the moment. Presumably he's still out. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, Akanji's banned, so he was sent off last weekend, so he serves a one-match ban. No team news updates from Pep today in the broadcast section, and of course anything embargoed will be useless to us because it'll be post-deadline. Mm-hmm. There was a line he said on Wednesday night after that Young Boys game where he said that Alvarez and Foden were benched. Partly for fitness reasons. Alvarez, it just sounded like he needed a rest because he couldn't play 90 minutes. But Foden, I think Pep said, had a little problem. Ooh. And I don't think Foden got into the pitch, so possible a glimmer for the weekend there of team news, but maybe it was just precautionary. He was on the bench, so he's not too injured.
Right. Okay, well, let's have a look at the roundup. Yes, hopefully I've got this. Yes, I've got the picture on the screen, which is good. So I don't have some of those later ones from Villa there, but it wasn't a tremendous amount to say there. But fit to play. Yeah, Baldock, if he's still on any benches, he should be fit to play Sheffield United to concede a load of goals against Arsenal. Sarr is back from his illness from Spurs, and Gakpo, as we saw in Europe, is back for Liverpool. Questionable. I put Tonali as questionable because he's got a ban pending, hasn't he, for 10 months. But Howe seems to think that it wasn't conclusive about whether Tonali could actually play or not this weekend.
Yeah, I should have mentioned him actually in the Newcastle roundup. Yeah, he's going to be banned for 10 months. But Howe said this morning that they haven't had official word yet from Italian authorities. So. Okay. As far as he's aware, as things stand, he's in the squad for Molyneux, but that could change in the next 24 hours.
Okay, yep. So justifiably questionable there. Not sure whether he can play. Could be his final game for a long time, though. He's still got potential. He's got a late fitness check there. James is not going to start, but could play. He's available but unlikely to start for James for Chelsea. Casemiro, not 100%, so fitness concerns there. Wan-Bissaka has been seen back in training, but questionable whether he'll start or not. And Seamus Coleman, very unlikely he'll start, but nevertheless, he's nearing a return. Major doubts, I would say Willock is, because he's been out for a while from Newcastle, but he does seem to be back. Training. Ollie McBurney's got some
groin. He was in the squad on Wednesday. He came off the bench as well, so he's available. But you're right; he's probably not going to start. I mean.
Yeah, he's a major doubt to start, but could be fit to make an appearance. McBurney got groin problems there. He's in between out and major doubt. I don't think there's been a 100% confirmation that he's out, but it's very likely.
Very likely.
And Elise and Eze are basically out, but they have been seen in training, so you never know. But not with the main team, I think. They've been on grass. But so that puts them in between major doubt and out. A lot of players out. Thanks to Red Card, I'm wearing a red jumper in honour of all the red cards that have been banding around and all the people, the players that have been sent off and are now suspended or got accumulated yellows. So Emerson is suspended at West Ham. We've got another suspension. Roberts, Burnley suspended. Jones is suspended. We've got a couple more as well. Ashley Young suspended. Akanji is also suspended for Man City. Meanwhile, Isak is out with groin issue. So that could mean that Wilson goes. But, Isak, you never know with how Isak could make a sudden appearance. But it looks like Wilson's going to get the nod for that game. Murphy with his shoulder problems. Nathan Ferguson, obviously, almost, he was on the cusp of coming back in a reserve game, but then picked up another injury. Got Partey and Jesus have got muscle problems, going to be out for a few weeks for Arsenal. Lamptey and Estupinan are sort of back on the grass, sort of back on train, but probably not with the main team yet. So it's unlikely they're going to be in any way featuring for a little while, but they are nearing a return. So it's good to know that. And March and Welbeck, two in, two out. March and Welbeck, long-term problems there. March looks like it's are going to be the rest of the season, several months at least. And Welbeck, it just said long term, Zerbi said. So that means that Ferguson, Fatty and Pedro have one less person to compete with for three places in the Brighton setup. Neto, that's Norberto Neto, the Brazilian goalkeeper for Bournemouth, rather than Pedro Neto. I'm not going to clickbait the roundup. And Ashley Young, as I said, is suspended, so is Akanji. So that rounds it all up there. I think I've got everything this time around. Neil, good luck with your transfer decisions, whatever you in the next couple of hours or so. I think it's 6:30 is the deadline. So everyone remember that. We've got a match tonight, Crystal Palace against Spurs. Thanks, everyone, again, for joining us in the live chat. Do press that like button. And if you're watching this back, do press the like button and do give us a favourable review wherever you're listening to this on your podcast. And also do remember to subscribe and keep up to date with the team news and all the other videos that we have all week. And there's plenty of them. We've got at least a couple of videos a day, all sorts of things covered there. And obviously, I always recommend Goals Imminent on a Tuesday with myself and Tom. That's the highlight for me anyway, as well as team news is my other highlight. Almost got myself into trouble there with you, Neil. Neil, take care and see you next week.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, thanks for watching, everybody. See you next Friday.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.